Shir Beis Melicha Yerodeh Yud Kislev Hetoshin Mem Gimel November 26, 1982 on Friday continued.
So some blood drips down into the cavity, so there is pressure. The blood presses. There is no outlet. It falls down into the cavity. So then it's nilay. So then it's not shayach to say. It's not shayach to say. Mishrek shoik is only shayach to say when there is an outlet, either because of the slanty position or because of percolations. But suppose dam falls into a cavity of the chatiche. Many times you have cavities, the surface of the chatiche. So then it should be osea. And you see sometimes that a certain fluid, after you salt a piece of meat, you'll find a certain of the meat filling up the cavities in the chatiche. So there, and so they have no outlet to come out. So maybe it should be osea. There's the kasha against Hamatan. Alright, then he says another one. V'yesh miforshim shim plitas tzir mishachas harbei achar plitas adam v'chol zman shemeshach plitas tzir peltis veilis min alienis achar plitas domon u'mashin. So he says another shite, the eve after, because Rashi shite is that you can only be mileach echatichas boso with the meal of the meliche of the first chatichas boso. So the reason as to why you can be meliach the second chatiche within the shion meal of the meliche of the first chatiche, because I did it already leave loy bola. But after shion meal, after 80 minutes, so then you're not allowed to be meliach another chatiche in contact with the first chatiche. So the Eishim is making, they are making, and they say that apply the principle of Kibbele Kach Peyote. Of Kibbele Kach Peyote. So what does it mean, Kibbele Kach Peyote? That means the dam that was absorbed, so in the way that it was absorbed, so it can be Niflatu. It can be Niflatu. Kibbele Kach Peyote. So how did it absorb? From Milicha, because Milicha are Ekreseya. So from Milicha, it can be Peyote. That which before it was Bileya. So, but when do we apply the principle of Bilikach Beute, that is only as long as the Chtichas Bosor is engaged in the process of being Pele. Now, so the Klal is according to most Rishayim. There are some Rishayim who say that the Chtichas Bosor is engaged in the process of being Pele Tzir for 24 hours. After the Melicha start. But most Rishonim say youth ratio, 12 hours. So the Mele, suppose at 9 a.m. in the morning, a woman salted a Chatichas Boso, and she left it on the salted shore, so then she can even put another Chatichas Boso at 8 p.m., which is 11 hours later. And we don't have to be afraid when she salts the second Chatichas Boso at 8 p.m., so dam will start to come out, and that will be Nivla by the first Chatiche. First Chatiche, because since it's only 11 hours as of the Melicha, because the first Chatiche was salted at 9 a.m., so at 8 p.m., this first Chatiche is still engaged in the process of being Pele Tzir, not dam. The process of being Pele Dams terminated at 18 minutes past 9 a.m. But it still keeps on being Pele Tzir, not Dam. So at 8 p.m. it still keeps on being Pele Tzir. So Mele, any Dam that the first Chatiche will absorb from the second Chatiche will be Niflat again. Will be Niflat, because Kibele Kach Pele. Kibele Kach Pele. ויש מפורשים פלית הסיר משחס הרבה יחד פלית אדם וכל זמן שמשך פלית צעצר הציר פלטיס מה שבליס מן הליניס אחר פלית הסדומות ומה שנמצא בגומי סיר ומה שנמצא בגומי ציר ובלו ידם תייס זה זה קשה against המתן but we see in the cavities when you find fluid that fluid is not even done that is סיר אבל בדוגי מלאים הכן ושפלית הסדם האפס. So of course, so that's the Yesh Mifoshim Shite, involves it, we call it, in other words, you see. According to Rashi, so you are only allowed to be Mileach a second Chatichas Boso if it's within 80 minutes of the Mileche of the first Chatich. So if you salted the first Chatich at 9 a.m., you can only salt the second Chatich prior to 9:18. But after 9:18, you cannot salt the second Chatich according to Rashi. According to Rabbi Tam, if you salt it, let's say on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on Chatiche, you can salt even Monday morning and even Tuesday morning. And the same, suppose you left it on the salting bowl. Because the Mishrek Shok, so Rabbi Tam, that's the opposite pole of Rashi's Shidim. According to Yeshli Foshim, so you cannot be making so much as according to Rabbi Tam. But you have a 12-hour period to salt the second Chatiche on top of the first Chatiche. So if you salted the first Chatiche at 9 a.m. Sunday morning, you can salt the second Chatiche on top of the first Chatiche at 8 p.m. Sunday night. But after 9 p.m. Sunday night, not. According to Ramatam, you can even salt the next day. All right. Then he mentions the Arab Rabbi Yisef Mulaine Shoyenka. If she be played as a dog in Nigma, Kate, and Ascholas, play the same things. We kachin and peilti nid mashe beili min haifes. Abu boso, abu boso. Ki misho in nid ma pleit el damatach, ten ki nema schol az bli oso min haelyein. In derach bli toso ni stemes. De heil u posuach li pleit, lo yisosein, ad ma pleit az achteicho shel eleo. Vichin imol chush li ishiz vinos na haelyeines. Ki nema pleit oso, hatach tim beletes, asher tig mirash li ishiz pleit oso. Vichin leilom. Kol ma shiitnu ala o tibla ve tibla kim shalai nocho rega achas. So the Arab Rabbi Yisrael Melainish says another shita. And there are two versions of Arab Rabbi Yisrael Melainish. There is Tesis version of Arab Rabbi Yisrael Melainish shita, and there is the Rams version of Arab Rabbi Yisrael Melainish shita. Now, the Rams version of Arab Yisrael Melainish shita is much more makil than Tesis version. The Arab Rabbi Yisrael Melainish shita is Rabbi Yisrael Melainish shita is that once Ichtichas Boso started to be paled down, let's say at 9 a.m. in the morning, you salted Chaticha number one on the salting day. So it started to be paled down. So you paled down. So then you started to salt at 9:15, the second Chaticha. So it's okay. That is okay even according to Rashi, because it's still engaged in the process of Pleitas Dam. So it's okay even according to Rashi Shite. But according to Rashi Shite, suppose you, let's say, at 9 a.m. you salted this Chatiche. Then at 9:15 you put this Chatiche on top of the first Chatiche. You are allowed to salt, because we don't have to be afraid. Then, but suppose now it's 9:30. You want to put a third chatiche. So according to Rashi, not allowed, because the first chatiche has already ceased being paled out at 9:30. It ceased at 9:18. 9:30. So it already ceased being paled down. So in Mele, if you sold the third Chatiche, so dam will start coming out from the third Chatiche, and then it will drip down, and it will be absorbed by the first Chatiche. The first Chatiche is not engaged in the process of being paled down, according to Rashi. According to Rabbi Yisrael Melainish, you can at 9:30 also put the third Chatiche. Why? Because since at 9:18, when the nikveh haplate of the chtichas boso would be ready to tighten up and to close up, it didn't tighten up. Why didn't it tighten up? Because because the chticha number two started to be pele dam at 9:15. So the mele at 9:18, it was getting dam to be belea. So the mele the nikveh aplete at 9:18 did not close up, and they started to be belea dam from the second chaticha. So they didn't close up. So it doesn't close the nikveh aplate or don't tighten up until you finished putting chatiches bosom. This is what he says. V'cheini mocho shlitzi nosal yine kidding map with tosa atachteino piletes achi tikmer ashlitzi splitoso v'chein leilom kol ma she yitnu olel kimla v'tiflet kimri shal inocho regachas. As long as there wasn't 1 minute when it had no opportunity to be lay down, so the nikveh aplate don't tighten up. If they don't tighten up, so the melee, whatever it will be lay, it will be pellet again. And the principle of kibeli kach pellet. But then, according to Rav Reisen Malainish, of course, there is a big kule. According to Rav Reisen Malainish, shite as against Rashi shite, because according to Rashi shite. So if you salted the first chatiche at 9 a.m., so after 9:18 you cannot salt the chatiche. According to Rav Yisrael Malainish, so if the first chatiche was put on the salting board at 9, then the second chatiche was put on the salting board at 9:15, then the third chatiche was put on the salting board at 9:30, then the fourth chatiche was put on the salting board at 9:45, then the fifth chatiche was put on the salting board at 10. Then the sixth chatiche was put on the salting board at 10:15. So it's still all right. Why? Because since at 9:18 the nikveh aplate wouldn't tighten up. Why? Because there was no rest even for one rega without any fluid coming down. And so the male nikveh aplate are not chasing, are not dismissed. That's the sheet of Rav Rav Yisrael Malainish. But the way the Ram mentions Rav Rav Yisrael Malainish, so by far, Rav Rav Yisrael Malainish is much more meikle. Because according to Tosfos version of Rav Rav Yisrael Malainish, according to Tosfos version of Rav Yisrael Malainish, so it is only, so we say that the nikveh plate don't, the nikveh plate is a dam of the chtichas bosom. Don't tighten up as long as there is a possibility of dam being niflat and being absorbed by the mikvah plate. But suppose, according to Rav Yisrael Malainish Shishide, suppose you salted, you put a piece of meat on the salting board at 9 a.m. Then you didn't put any other, the woman of the house left the house. She went to another town. Then she came back home. She came back home at 8 p.m., 11 hours later. And she wants to salt another chatich on top of the first chatich. Can she do it according to Rabbi Yisrael Malainish Shishite, according to Tosfos version of Rabbi Yisrael Malainish Shishite? Of course not. Because at 9:18, so there was no other chatiche put on top of the first chatiche, so the nikveh plate is a dam closed up. It closed up. Now, at 8 p.m., she'll put the other chatiche on top of the first chatiche. Dam will start coming out from the second chatiche, and it will be absorbed by the first chatiche. Mashiachin, according to the Ram's version of Rabbi Yisrael Malainish, so as long as the nikveh plate asir didn't close up, so the mele will always be able to apply the principle of kibeli kachil. So that's the biggest school, the Ram's version of Rav Rav Yisrael Malainish. So in other words, according to the Ram's version of Rav Rav Yisrael Malainish, so even if you salted the first chatiche on the salting board at 9 a.m. in the morning, And then at 8 p.m. at night, 11 hours later, so you sold the second chaticha on top of this chaticha. So then we say that it doesn't matter. Why doesn't it matter? Because the true that at 9:18 the nikvei platas adam tightened up, but the nikvei platas atzir didn't as yet tighten up. So mele the second chatir. So mele any dam that will be niflat from the second chaticha at 8 p.m. So and will be absorbed by the first chaticha will be niflat again. Keski pele kach pelte, and then you can put, according to the Ram's version of Avraham Elisa Malaynesh, you can put a third chaticha, let's say at 6 o'clock in the morning, the next morning, it'll still be all right. And then you can put a fourth chaticha at 5 o'clock p.m. the next day, and then at 4 a.m. the following day, and it'll still not become awesome. So, I mean, there is a big difference between Teisves' version of Arav Rabbi Yisrael Malayna Shishite and the Ram's version of Arav Rabbi Yisrael Malayna Shishite. You see, Teisves emphasizes where Arav Rabbi Yisrael Malayna Shoyim Elish Shishite Adokim Nigmah Kinem Aschores Pridus Eivis Likachem and Pilten Nigmah Shabelim and Eivis Avul Bos Avul Bos Akim Shalim Nigmah Pridus Dama Tachten Kinem Aschores Blosem and Elyein in the Rafritos and Istemes Doi Rupasu Achlif Leit Lo Yistem Admar mit der Tachte der Leo, wir gehen nicht mal geschlossen ist, wie noch nahe jenig gemacht, was Tachte und Pizelle ist, als ich nicht mal schließen, was auch Leo haben. Kol, ma she yitnu ala o tim, la vitim, kini noch regachas. So, he emphasizes, kimi shalu nikma pleitas dam Tachte, not pleitas sia. There is such a difference between pleitas nistam, pleitas dam and nistam, pleitas sia. There is a difference, nistam, Pleitas dam is 80 minutes, and nistam pleitas sir is 12 hours. So there's such a big difference. All right. Vim tema. Nei idil fishnei atamim leilu. Ein leas ya machmas pitas chticho elieno. Mikol mim kenes ya machmas dam abolua. Vim melech shem chticho lichtiche. Shenimche bitzir shem ikum eisach apitas kol adam vatzir. Vim vishlei mibachol chticho meluch adal min amelech shol leo yischo. Vim vishemu et yadam abolua melech. Vim yochel ibozim mishom kwam. Avol kam shenimcha atzir melech. Bitzir shem ikum o vinas et zolu. Hoi ulu dam vatzir leesa kede klipe. Vishem lamuim lecha kerteach. Elu bishas pleita. Avol achag mach pleita lecho shem kerteach. The posak yirach hamelach mach mashiif lezaboso v'itzkir hamelach madam. I mean, that is not our Indian right now. Inam yishlima shamelach laboso ma'akif adam azem likonit viboso ufieisa shnei taimim sheperashti v'chol zman shatachteino piletes siya is bilas ופילטס דם אליינה ישים ציר שלו אוס כל זמן שפסוכו ליפלי בילס ופילטס צורך להמתין לתחתינו עד שפישו אליינו שיהו צליה שעד Oise sho in a tachtino yitzim li domo. Then Tesis mentions another lashon. Umi adain yeshlema tamache holds man shabos oto udnif leitzir in bilei adam. Us mam pleitas atzir in a kolo kol kach meiro. Umi kolmo kein bos oshe bisei chatzir kem chmish en yuke fin laatem tamze. Di loi, di English shom keach lifod machmash shokua bisei chatzir. Ubelea, in other words, that is true even according to Rabbi Tam. The Dam is reshoik. But on that form I'm worried if there is an outlet, let's say because I'm slanty board or because a perforated kele. But suppose it's not in a slanty position and it's not perforated, so then there is pressure, the dam presses upon the chaticha, so then of course it's nivra, according to everybody. So in other words, so the dam yishleima shite is also expressive of a kule. Because the other shita is, you see, Rashi shita is that Rabbi Tam shita is the dam is not nivra altogether. As long as there is an outlet, it's a perforated kele or it's an slanty board, so dam is not nivra altogether. That's the biggest kule, because dam is shrekshon. Rashi shita is the biggest kule. The dam is nivra. Is nivral de bliche, even though there is an outlet, but as long as it's totally bliche dam, so loy bolo. But after 80 minutes, it's not totally free down, so it is born. Then there is the shite of the Adayin Yishleima shite, that as long as the Pachtichas Bosor is occupied, is busy, being Peritzia, so it's not late. So that's a big kule, because that means that as long as it's within 12 hours, as of the salting of the first Chatiche, you are allowed to put another Chatiche on it, because the first Chatiche is still engaged in the process of being Peritzia. So the Mele, it will not be Mele. Then the Shita of Arab Rabbi Yitzchak Malinish, whether the Shita of Arab Yitzchak Malinish, whether it's according to Tezvah's version or according to the Ram's version, so that's based upon the principle of Kibili Kachpeute. So according to Arab Yitzchak Malinish, we don't say that since it's engaged in the process of being Pelitzia, so Mimele, it cannot be Bileya. Even according to the Ram's version, it still can be Bileya. But according to the Ram's version, as long as the Nikve Pletus Atzia didn't tighten up, so then whatever it is Bileya, it will be Pelit again. But Bileya, it will. Masheikin, according to the Dain Yeshlei Mashite, it's not even Bileya. It's not even Bileya. All right.
Can we say it could be polite zir, but it still might be mavliya dam, and the dam won't be polite.
No, so the Arab Rabbi Yisrael Malina
Shita. That's Rashi Shita. That would be Rashi.
Arab Rabbi Yisrael Malina Shita is that even though it will be bleya the dam, but since it's engaged constantly, there was in the process of being pelet, whether it's engaged constantly in the process of being pelet dam, as according to Tezvah's version of Arab Yisrael Malinish, or it's engaged constantly in the process of being peletia, as according to the Ram's version of Arab Yisrael Malinish, so then whatever it is Beleya it will, but whatever is Beleya will be pelet again. Masheikin, according to the Dain Yishlei Mashite, so as long as it's within 12 hours of the salting, so Mimele, it will not even be Beleya. It will not even be Beleya. All right. Now let's see what the Rosh in Siman Lamed Zayin says. In Kolabos, a paragraph of Lamed Zayin. Paragraph Lamed Zayin, in Kolab Bosor. Pirish Rashi, Avo Bosor U Bosor Shemil Riachat, Kol Ma She Zeh Sheyer Lifrei Gam Zeh Sheyer Pelet, Vichol Zman She Trudim Lifrei Tin Bilum Zeh Mizeh, Uch Shenor Zeh Gam Zeh Noch, Umi U Adayin Koshe, Hichno Agoeil Om Nulei Achar Bichatiche Zeh Al Gabe Zeh, Vadovo Yedu Ashe Isi Shemim Lecho Tchilo, Gimeres Pritoso Tchilo, Vachakim Belaz Min Alieno, Ulikamo Nikom Aleishne Umuta, Mashma Leishne Vichilu Bichtichachet Vachasar Vim Mutem Cholinye, Vichim Pirish Rametan, Elo Leishne, ואף על פי שתחת עם גובה פליטוס התחילו ינסה ונראה די נתאים את אמרינו דומה מי ישחק שורק במניחה כמו בצליה וכמו שבצליה מותר לך תחילה פסורי ובסורי ביסרי וביסרי אף על פי שניצלו תחילה התחתן של צד העיר ואמרינו שבול המלאלים אלא אמרינו דומה מי ישחק שורק ואפילו מנדי לסלי קיבל לכך פלדיקה פריש אסליהו הוא עדין במניח אז ביסרי וביסרי שורק היגב ובידוג עם דו כדי רופק המיין איך אדם מיבולה בשיחה ושורק מיילויה ומי הוא עדיין צורך לדאג, ופה נמצאים גומי סנאי זעם לייק טייסס, על החתיך הזה התחתנו נחסינו לישור גדם מנאי, כי מי שנשא בגומי זה במאי שורי, ורשבם נשא סור, זה ראש מנשנס אישית אף רמנת, אף רשבם, ורשבם נשא על דוב הזה, והשיב, כי אם דידם הוא יבור עם דירבונון, אין להטריח יסע מדי, וכי אם שעושו כתיק לחכום עם מלאך, מותר, וידייף ששור אישו יוציא ומועד, בינכתיך ולכתיך, וחמי שבציום מומועד, מותה עמיד אמרינו לא ישנה, הועדים בציום מרובה, דימה ישנה הימהי, והטעם, אף על פי שהכתיך סתחתניס ביליס מנהליניס, חיזריס ופלטיס מה שביליס, ומה שהיקל בו, מי שמודם דלבור עם דרבן. So the Rashbam is matter. The question is, how are we allowed to put one Chatichas Bosor on top of another Chatichas Bosor? So, according to Rashi, in the Hanami, we are only allowed to put a Chatichas Bosor if it's within 80 minutes of the salting of the first Chatichas. But, so in other words, yes. So, according to Rashi, in the Hanami, we are not allowed we are not allowed to put a chaticha's bosor to be salted. If the first chaticha was salted at 9 o'clock, so you can put all the chatichas within 18 minutes of 9. But after 18 minutes of 9, you're not allowed to put on top another chaticha. That's Rashi. But we are an age that even after 18 minutes is over, so we are still put chatichas. So according to Rashi, it's awesome. The Rashbam says it's muta. Why is it muta? Because since the dam shenimlach is only on the Rabbon. Why does he say dam shenimlach is on the Rabbon? Because there is a gemore in a menoches. Dam shemolche in everol. So the Rosh it is dam shemolche in everol of it's mufke of the Isa. Of course. Why is it mufke of the Isa? Of course. Why is dam shemolche dam shebishwe? No kores. No kores. Because it's not whole mizbeach. Dam levushel or dam luach is not raw le mizbeach. So the mele the chiyuv kores applies only to the kind of dam that is raw le mizbeach. But if it's dam levushel or dam luach, so it's not raw le mizbeach. So it's mufke of nisa kores, but it's not mufke of nisa lav according to the Rosh. Mashenkin according to the Rashbam, and that happens to be the shita of most Rashim. That happens to be the shita of most Rashim. Dam shebishle or dam shemilche is mufke of the isa dam of nidraisi. So it's only osea midrabono. So the Rashbam says the reason is why we are making and we are meleach one chatiche on top of the other, even though the second chatiche is already placed on top of the first chatiche more than 80 minutes after the first chatiche was nimlach. So then the dam is niflat from the second and it's absorbed by the first. So mimele, it should become osea. So he says, since he complied with the takonis chachomim and he was meleachet, so and dam shenimlach is only osam derabonon. So the chachomim were making such things. So the rosh is masik. ומה שהיקל משמיד דם או יבורם דרבון על הורסת דיקים שפירש אפילו איסה דרבון על רסבי כי פריש את פרי קאמה גם לנס חברי אלה ממה רב יודי ואחר שפירש עושה מדרייסה כי די איסו חמיש עליו מדם לא מייחוד מדם ולבורים אין למציא טעם שהדם הזה לרבון אם לא יפורש דהודי אמרים לו בפרק הכי מצרבה דם שמיל חייני ורולוב היילי שאיבר בלעב אפילו בלעב כמו שאיבר לו בקורס דינת לגמרי מתיר את דם הנפש ונראו לחפר because it's not whole למזבח. So the Rosh is חלק, but as far as this question is concerned, most Rishonim agree with the sheet of the Rashbam that דם שמיל חי דם מבושו is not also מדרייסי, but the Rosh it is dam shel milchei, dam shel bishlei is only mufke of the chiyuv kores because it's not whole the chaper, it's not whole the mizbeach. But the nisalav there is, malkes there is, and dam shel bishlei. Now the shite of Rashi and the Rambam is in Mocham. The shite of Rashi and the Rambam is because Rashi and the Rambam both don't pasken like that mandoma that dam shel milchei, dam shel bishlei is poter. And according to the Rashi and the Rambam, dam shel bishlei or dam shel milchei is chayev even kores. So we have three shittas. We have the shita of most Rishonim. The most Rishonim. The dam shel bishlei. We do pask like the mandoma. Dam shel bishlei is potter, and dam shel milchei is potter because it's not whole chaper, and it's mufke of the whole isa. There is no isa d'raise. Then there is the shita of Rashi and the Rambam, which is the biggest chumra, that we don't pask like that mandoma. And dam shel milchei, dam shel bishlei is im chayiv kores. And then there is the shita of the Rosh that we do pask like that mandoma. The dam shemilchei, dam shebishlei is mufke of kores, but lav there is. But the question is, the Rashbam shiti is very difficult. I mean, it's there is no isa d'raisa. What is an isa d'rabbonon of dam is hefker? So he says, since he complied with the takonis chachomim, so memele we don't. So the chachomim are meikel. So then it means that that once he's he complies with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't have to worry about Dam Shebishlo Yamin. It's inconceivable, such issue.
Sounds like modern
Rashbam. So the answer, the Pshat in Rashbam is as follows. The Rashbam agrees with the Shita of Chametam that we apply the principle of Dam Mishrek Shorik. Dam Mishrek Shorik. We apply the principle of Dam Mishrek Shorik. Dam Mishrek Shorik. So that means that Dam is not even Nivra. Why? Because Dam has a tendency to drip down and to avoid being absorbed by Chatir. It has a tendency. But that does not mean the reason is why the Rashban adds the remark that sin, in view of the fact that Dam Shebishle, Dam Shemilach is on Yosef Rabbanon, and this person complied with HaKones Chachomim, so the male had Chachomim Omeiko. Why did he add this remark? According to Ramtam, it's Muta, because Dam Mishrek Shorik. The answer is, even though we'll see it in other sugyas, even though Dam Mishrek Shorik, that means that the bulk of the Dam tends to drip down and to bypass Havloye in a Chatir. As long as it has an outlet, because of a slanty board or because of perforations in the kele, so dam tends to bypass, because dam is very viscous, and because it's very viscous, it tends to bypass being nivra, because it's very thick. So, but that only means that the bulk of the dam is mishrek shorik. It doesn't mean that not even one droplet of dam will not be nivra. So, a mashu of dam will be nivra. A mashu of dam will be nivra. Now, that thesis points out, even according to Ramatam, suppose there are no perforations in the kele, and it's not in a slanty position, suppose it's flat, and there are no perforations, so then Ramatam is made it's nivra. But dam is reshoik, the answer is, but if there is no outlet, and it presses upon the Chatira, so naturally, inescapably, it is Nivra. But wherever there is an outlet, so then it tends to drip down, to drip out and to drip down. So that means that the bulk of the dam tends to drip down. But minute droplets of dam will inescapably be Nivra as it drips down. So minute droplets, a marshal will be Nivra. But as against that mashu, there is certainly shishim, so it doesn't become osa. But there is aloche of a mevatli nisa lechatchile. So that was the difficulty that the Rashbam had. So how is one allowed lechatchile to salt one chatiche after the other, and to put one chatiche more than 80 minutes after the salting of the first chatiche? It should involve nisa lechatchile, because of mevatli nisa lechatchile. True, the Eved, it couldn't become Osea. Because apart from the fact that Dam Shebishle is Midrabonon, even if it had been Midraisi, it wouldn't become Osea the Eved. Because Dam Mishrek Shorik. But a few droplets of Dam will unavoidably be Nivra in the Chatiche. So it should be Osea Chatchile to salt it that way. So the Rashbam says, in view of the fact that it's only a problem with Chatchile, and in view of the fact that he complied with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he salted it, so the Chachomim are meikel, so the dispensation applies only to the Iser of a Mibatel Iser Chathile, not Irigavid Erevet. Alright, then he says, Uma Shepirish, Dichtiches Atachtenis, Avo Pishabilis Meralienis, Chizris Upiltis, Mashabele Zorch Pirush Lifarushe, the Ichnecho Lui Lamer, the Chazreis Upeltes, Kimushe Kola Plitzer Achteno Kinemelino, the Yesh Beforshim, and then, so the Rashbam, he either agrees with the Shita from the Tam of Dam Mishrek Shorik, and from the Rosh it's Mashma, that the Rashbam bases it also on the Shita of Kibeli Kachpeute, so the Rosh is Masik. So, and then, but the Rashbam Shita is that insofar as the Deved is concerned, so it's muter, either because of Dam Mishrek Shorik or because of Kibbeli Karpeute. But whether it's on the basis of Mishrek Shorik or Kibbeli Karpeute, so that only means that it doesn't become Osa Deved. Because, but a mashu is nivra, and even kibbeli karpeute doesn't mean that every droplet of dam that is nivra comes out. What is it? It's mathematically, it's done in a mathematical way that every droplet of dam. So kibbeli karpeute means that on the whole, the bulk of the isya that is nivra, not that a mashu doesn't remain. So a mashu remains. So the question is, even though we apply the principle of Kibbeli Karpeute, but a mashu still remains, that goes without saying. I mean, we couldn't say Kibbeli Karpeute, that not a mashu, it remains. So it should be Oseh because of Imvatu Yisrachatfile. So the Rashbam says, because since he will comply with Akoles Chachonim and it only involves an Yisra Rabbanon, so maybe there is no Yisrachatfile. Of him, what is the Hatfil? The Yish before him, Shim Pritas Sironim Shahar, the Arapritas Domo. We hold much a pilti Sirin, pilti Simatir, call Adam Shim Bilis Milalienis, Aflahat Mar Pritos and Domin. Umashin him to become a sea, Umashin him to become a sea of Lay Dam. Avil Bidogim, and Lema came, Shim Pritas Dam, Damaifis Nim Shahat Mar Pritas Siradogim, Vaitor Lidagdic. Nay, Shayler, some Mahmas Pritas Alienis, some Shahis, some Tartanes, Mikol Mokin, or what is it? Or your role less, some Mahmas Dama Nibal, Mela, Shimitir, Lichir, Shim Hebitir, and Shabikumo, Baha Pritas, Damba Tir, who Nibla, Behatiho, Mishm Dabo de Seah, when the Hazel of Pelate, Akashikos, a complete Tatana Damitir, Bishleme. All right, I mean, that's not important. Now, or then, he says at the end, there's the Adan Yishlema slosh, Umiu Yishlema Reitamacher. She calls man shavos atorut niflitzir in ibrei adam. Uz man godul sheya niflitzir acha she goma fritas dome. U mikol mokin, boso she bisechatzir oi bichli she minuke, eil hata mitamze she lekeach niflit, kimi she shokua bisechatzir bereya. I just want to look into the lotion of the Ram. When he mentioned the Rab, he priest it mavayna shishit. That Daphnen Weiss in the Ram and the Rif. So then, the seventh line, big line in the Ram, the seventh big line. Elishabites Sitil, the Omul Lidomili Dodi, Dametan da Sirli Vishenevis built in Klum Midam Vitsia. Achepoto adogin domum vitzirum ligamre. Uchvonit biko helke adogim kenyo shi aschilo eifes niflit kwal. Ufichoch in adam anig, adam anidla bidogim. Yeitze. Alim liche. Vizeu shi kosem mitzas nischoiz. Dibos on naiche dogim. Palt eifes. Kilo ima. Shein eifes maschilum liflit acha adogim nochim. Mikol flitosom. Aval kan. Shab the business why we allow it to be mleach one katich on top of the other. So Teisves emphasizes this lotion because as long as he was not noch for one moment from Platas Adam, so the Nikvei Platas Adam are not listening. So he emphasizes Nikvei Platas Adam. What he says, Avo kan shabosar aze bitchilo yopeli tzia umiteich kach chlok of rofim af shkenib meroplit zatzir laot amichem leadam. Well, we need to clear that we should So he emphasizes the fact that as long as it's not noch mipletas dam veitzia. Now I am going over all these things in connection with the Rosh Stam. Why do we have to madiach before melichet? So the Ram mentions in the name of the Ram that the reason, now, we can see the lotion of the Ram. In Abosso, also Dachman Veis. In Abosso, Yitzim Yidomu Ki Milchi Yofi Yofi. So then he says, V'adoch Rishenu, Tzricho Lehaver Dam Shal Pnei Abosso, Shein HaMelech Mafli Bichemiya Ledam Shebiseich Abosso, Shulach, Avloi Mash Nisya Bishal Pono, Ulfichoch, אם לא יודיח לי שבתחילו יש לוחוס שמו לאחר שינוח הבוסו מלפלי דם וציר יניתח הדם ויבריאן כן כוס המרוזה so the primigodim raising the question primigodim the hashul khan they say so it's such a strange sheet the hachonim should be misake hadoche kede meliche why? because in case he leave the Chtichas Boso b'milche for a long time until after it will cease being paled dam and tzir, so then it will be nivla and it will not come out again. So he says, that's why we have to wash up, to rinse up the Chtichas Boso, because if we don't make Adoche Kedem Eliche, so the dam ben, the droplets of dam ben, after 12 hours, so will be Nivla in the Chatiche, and it will not be Nivla, because after 12 hours, so it's already ceased being Pelet, dam Vitzia, so Mele it will not be Pelet, this droplet of dam. That will be nivla in the chatiche. So the question is, but who leaves chatiche's bosor on the salting board for more than 12 hours? So the Primigodim says, because sometimes the person does, so because of that, the chachonim were misake, that we should be madiach chatiche's bosor because of that unusual contingency. But it's an unusual contingency. Who, ordinarily, no one leaves the Chtichas Boso on the salting board for more than 12 hours. But I think that the Pshat, now we saw so many shittas. Now the shitta of Rashi is that you cannot put another Chaticha, the second Chaticha, on top of the first Chaticha after 80 minutes. Why? Within 80 minutes as of the Melicha of the first Chaticha, it's okay. Why? Because I will be torn leaflet, so loid bola. But after 80 minutes, so it's not torn leaflet dam, even though it's torn leaflet here, so it is belaya. So I think that the Rosh Shita is like Rashi. The Rashi, so he says like this, V'adoch ha-rishenu tzricho lahav dam shal pnei ha-boso, shein ha-melech mafrid b'chei mei al dam shemisich ha-boso, shu'ulach. The melech is only capable of extracting the dam that is inside the boso. Avloi mashen is yabi shal bono, ulfichoch, im lo yadicho isi bitchilo, yesh lo chush, shemu lach ashiyon liach haboso, miliflei dam vitzir. So the primigodim and the Orach HaShulchan understood. The Ran is saying, in the name of the Rosh, La'ach ha'shiyanuach ha'boso milifli dam v'tzia. After 12 hours, so then it's a difficult cheat. Because who allows the Chtichas Boso on the salting board for more than 12 hours? But I think that the pshat is, Yesh lochus, Shemo la'ach ha'shiyanuach ha'boso milifli dam v'tzia. Because, let's say, if you sold the meat at 9 a.m., so from 9 a.m. till 9:18, so the Chtichas Boso is paled dam and tzir together. So there is an abundant quantity of fluid that is nifled. But after 9:18, so the dam is not nifled. What is exuded? Only tzir. So there isn't such an abundant quantity of fluid that is nifled from the Chtichas Boso. So memele, it's not so tall. The more it is paled, the more fluid it is paled, the more torrid it is. And so it's not in a position to absorb. But if it's paled relatively with small quantity, so then it's not so torrid, so it can absorb. So the Rosh says, Yesh lochu shemo la'acha sheyenuach haboso milifle dam v'tzia. After the boso will cease being paid a profusion, an abundance of fluid, of dam and tzir together. When does that happen? 18 minutes after the melicha, not 12 hours after the melicha. He means the loshni is la'achash yonua ha'boso melifle dam v'tzir. As soon as the boso stops, ceases being paled, the combination of dam and tzir together. So as long, because tzir is not so much dam. You see, within the first 18 minutes, so there is a relatively large quantity of fluid that comes out from the chatichas boso. Why? Because the dam comes out, and there is a lot of dam. And tzir also, after 18 minutes, so no more dam comes out, just tzir. Some in Meile, it's a relatively small quantity. If you take a look at the, on the salting board, if you watch, let's say, when meat is salted, so you'll see that the first 80 minutes, you'll see so much comes out. And then after that, so if you just make an experiment, you'll see very little comes out. Very little. Why? Because within the first 80 minutes, so comes out dam and tzir together. But after the 80 minutes, so no dam comes out, just tzir. The nikvei ha'plate, after all, they come out from the same pores. It's not that there are different pores through which the dam comes out and different pores through which the tzir comes out. They come out through the same pores. So Benele, within the first 80 minutes, so then it's incapable of absorbing dam. But after the 80 minutes, when it sees being paled, the combination of dam and tzir together. So the whole shita is like Rashi. So maybe it's not a difficult shita. Of course, every person, when he salts meat, he leaves it on the salting board for more than 10-80 minutes. I mean, the proper thing is to leave it on the salting board for a whole hour. So that's why the Chachamim are mitakeh, that you have to be madiach, kidding me.
Shir Gimel in Hilchas Melecha Yoredeya Yud Gimel Kislev Heitov Shemem Gimel, November 29th, 1982, on Monday.
That's the Gemara. Because Havune says, Melech Madiach. And the price says, Madiach Melech Madiach. Eloi Plige. Hode Chalui Bitabche, Hode Eloi Chalui Bitabche. Bimacha Sheidiach Ota Chonot Arishnayim, Arishnayisho, Hoi Sheisya Talpe Raglayim, Vach Radoche, So Chlar Zerodicho. Now that's totally in the various times of Radoche. According to the Ram, so the time of Radoche is in order to sort of meat. So the mele, if he made one zatoche, and after that he sliced it into two pieces or four pieces, doesn't matter, but it's already soft. According to this mark in the smart, that the purpose of adoche is because to remove, to wash off the damp air, because otherwise the damp, the same melech that has the potential, has the capacity to be matli dama belua, all has also the capacity to be mavliya the dam b'er. In other words, there are two kinds of dam. One is dam belua in the interior of the chtiche, and the other one, the dam b'er that adheres to the surface of the chtiche. So the sheet of the smag and the smag that melach is aliyah b'keitzbo. On one hand, it's mavlit the internal dam. On the other hand, it's mavliya the external dam. So mele, if he doesn't matiach, so he doesn't wash off the external dam, so the melech will be mavliyat. But then there are 2 days in the Rosh, in the Pelikol Aboso, Sim Membo. Suppose it is Nivra. The Rosh also said it's Nivra. But the Rosh agrees with the Shite of the Balat Rumo that if he's Mileachet again, so is Kibelik Achpeote. So true that it was Mileach the dam then, but then when it's miliachet again, so it's again maflit. But there is another shite that we do not say kibelikach peyote because it has a din of dam be'en mamish, like blood that is in the cup, and then you spilled it on the chtichas boso, so you cannot extract it by means of miliach. So the droplets of dam that adhere to the surface of the chtiche have the status according to the smag and the smag like dam ben mamish. Dam ben mamish. So the mele, according to the smag and the smag, if you're not matiach, so then the external dam becomes nivla inside the chtiche, and there is no way of extracting it because it doesn't mean of dam ben mamish. So anyway, when he says "Vimachar sheidiach chotach omer achushmayim uishleisho," tzorch larzel adicho. That's because of the sheet of the smag and the smag. Because according to the sheet of the Rav, the whole purpose of adoche is to soften up the meat. He already softened it up. Vimurosikei havek lo yudach klal. So the Rambam says, suppose he did not make another adoche after he sliced it into many pieces, so then it's considered as if no adoche was made. So, what does it mean? If no adoche is made, now suppose that no adoche is made in the chtichas boso yam meleach. And you don't make adoche kamais. Is it mutar de'evet? It's also there, according to most Rishonim, except according to the Gutenberg. The Maram of Gutenberg in the Chubes, in Chubes, Tov, Kuf, Ein, Gimel, I think. Anyway, it's approximately in the Chubes, near Chubes Aleph, as near 1,000, I think it's 973. Tov, Kuf, Ein, Gimel. The Chubes Maram Gutenberg. So he shita is, he's a big maker, but we don't pass like that. That the Evet, even if you are Meliach without Adoche Kamaise, and then you cooked it in the pot, so the Posok is Muta. Posok is Muta. So obviously the Maram Gutenberg, he doesn't agree with the shita of the smag and the smag. Doesn't agree with the sheet of the smag and the smag that the purpose of Adoche Kamaise is to wash off the external dam, because otherwise it will become nivla and it will be osa. But even according to the Ram, that the purpose of Adoche is to soften up the meat, so the Ram says if you don't rinse the chtichas boso, then the boso is relatively hard and it's impossible for the melach to extract the dam. So it will also be also there. One second. But the Maharal Rudberg, apparently, he holds that the proper thing, of course, is Nakomis Chachomi, to be Madiach. Why? Because of the time of the Ram. But where is the Ram himself holds that without being softened up, so then it's impossible for the Melach, to extract the dam. So the Maram Rudberg Shitty is, it's still possible, even if it's relatively hard, it's still possible. But in order that the Melach should be capable of extracting all the dam, so that not a mash of dam should remain, it is necessary to soften it up out the Adochen or Shrin. But David, if he wasn't Madiach, so it's still capable, the Melach is still capable of extracting the bulk of the dam, but only a little bit will remain. So that little bit will become one. But yes, what is it?
According to the Rambam, is there a time limit? In other words, before the dam becomes parush?
The Rambam actually is that even if you want Madiach and you are Meliach without making the Adochek Amaises of David, it goes on.
Even if it was, what if the dam was Karush before the dam was made?
He doesn't discuss that when the dam was Karush. What do you mean the dam is Karush? Because a long time lapse, so then it's still in the Adam Achlikas Rishenim, according to Rashi. So if it is more than 80 minutes, so then it can be clear the dam being. So it's throwing out of Mahmoud Rashid. We're not discussing that. The Mahmoud Rashid discusses a case where a person was Miliach without making a dog. So the Mahmoud Rashid is the evidence of that. So obviously the Mahmoud Rashid is that the Tam of Adoche is in order to be miraculous the Mosul. But the Ram also says that the purpose is in order to be miraculous the Mosul. But according to the Ram, if you're not miraculous the Mosul, then it's impossible for the soul to take out the dam. And according to the Ram, it's still possible, but it will not take out all the dam. So only a mushroom, so that becomes one. One second. Now, but all the other Shaykh Machilik and the Ram would be there. Now, So we pass him that, not like Maram Rudberg, that if he wasn't Madiach altogether, so then if David, the Boson is also. Now, here the Rambam says, we also came, have a Luhud Achlau, and what's the case of Luhud Achlau? And then he cooked it after being Meleachet without making that Doche Kamaise. So then it's also there. So here too, in the case where he did make Adochi, but then he sliced it, and he didn't make another Adochi after the slicing. But he was Meleachet, and then he cooked it, so it should be also the Evet. That's how it's mashma from the Russian Rambam. But the question is, in Sif Beis, the Mechaber mentions two days, in Molach, in the Yachtchilo, Yavichelo, in the Shades, V.A. Shades, there's the two Shades that the Rosh mentions in paragraph number one. So he says, the Rambam says, V'chein de'yagin, Apul nimach rak mi'ad, ki derech shem bilchein mitzli, v'afil nishor mi bilchein, shiyo milichein. So it's also awesome. V'chein de'yagin. V'imok mevzit, v'yesh la'adim. So in other words, there are two days in the case where he was Meleach without making a Adoche. So the question is, can he be Madiach and be Meleach Shemis? So the first Loshen Mechaber is yes. The second Loshen Mechaber is no. So there are more paskins. Shaloi b'mok mefzet m'hube l'chumre. But b'mok mefzet m'hube, he paskins l'kure. So Abkilenia is the Kashi here the Rambam says Nagoi Vimnioseke Havikel Yudach Klau. So what does it mean? It's analogous to the case where no Adoche was made altogether. Now, in the case where no hadochah was made altogether, so only the Maharam of Gutenberg says that the Eved is Muda. But all the other Rishayim, certainly the Mechaber and Ramo, they passed that it's also the Eved, even Bimokim Efzet Merube. But in this case, Bimokim Efzet Merube, it is Muda. Bimokim Efzet Merube, it is Muda. It should be Muda. Why? Because here it says, so Ichlar Zeyor Lahadichom. Now look in that, Chibish Ram Gvega. Kosher. How if we would have clown? Kosher. Hobilo yudach klal umolchi umbishlei afilu bidei evet. Vyevzat merube osa. Uboze dichotach dichotach natach im lechoza viyidichon muta bevzat merube do bevzat merube. How does the Rabbi Kriya know that the Kodik, the Psak of the Ramor, in the case where he was madiach the Bosal once and then he sliced it. He sliced it again after the Adoch. He was supposed to make another Adoch. He didn't make the other Adoch. And then he was Meleach without making another Adoch. And then he cooked it. So the Mokim Efzet Merube, according to Psak of the Ramo, it should be Muda. What does the Ramo say that? That in the case where he was madiach at once and then he sliced it and so he's mechuyev to make another adoche, but he didn't make another adoche and he was meleach without making another adoche and then he was mevashelet. So mokim efzet merube it's muta. What does the Ramo say? The Ramo says mokim efzet merube it's muta in the case where, not in the case where he sliced it, but where he made an initial meleach without adoche preceding it, and then he made another adoche. He made another adoche, and he was mileachet. So the mokim efzet merube it's muta. But where does the Ramo say that the mokim efzet merube it's muta, where he made an adoche and then he sliced it, and he didn't make another adoche, and then he was mileachet, and then he was mevashlet, that the mokim efzet merube is muta? Then the Ramo doesn't say. The Ramo says the mokim efzet merube is muta in the case of imolach v'lidiach tchilo, but he doesn't say it in the case of lachashi idiach chotach kometach lishnai. The answer is why does the Ramo say in the case of molach v'lidiach tchilo, so and he wasn't madiach again, so then v'mokim efzet merube it's muta. V'mokim efzet merube it's muta. Why does he say it's muta? So the Ram Kveger assumed that the 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch are told in the machlekes between the Ram and the Smag and the Smag. According to the Ram, so the purpose of Adochi is in order to soften up the Bosom. To soften up the Bosom. So the Mele, if he softened up the Bosom, So if he didn't Madiach, so the Bosom is relatively hard. If the Bosom is relatively hard, so the Mele, the Melach cannot take out the Dam. But suppose he wasn't Madiach and he was Meleach. So the initial Meleach was ineffective in extracting the Dam. Because at that time, in the time of the initial Meleach, so the Bosor was relatively hard. But after that, he's Madiach again and again Meleach. Now it's relatively soft. So according to the Ramstam, so it shouldn't be Osa if Molach Lidiach Trilo. So is molach will idiach tchilo. So according to the, he says, if he's madiach and mileach again, so it shouldn't be also according to the Ramstam, because the initial mileach was ineffective according to the Ram, because it was hard. But if he's madiach and Meleach again, so the second Meleach is effective to extract the Dam. The Yeshayim who say that the second Meleach is ineffective because the Yeshayim accords with the Shita of Smach and the Smach. Now, since the Ramo says, Bimokim Efzet Merube it's Muter, if he was Meleach and not Madiach Tchilo, and so if he's Madiach And he's Miliach again. So Mokhmer said, Rubi, it's Mutar, is because he relies on the Shite of the Rabbi. So that means that the Mokhmer said, Rubi, the Rambo relies on the Shite of the Rabbi. And he's not Chayshish for the Shite of the Smag and the Smag. So Mimele, in the case where he's Chotach Kometach Lishnai, so according to the Ram, he doesn't have to be Madiach again. So suppose he's not Madiach again, and he's Milayach without making another Adoche after the Nituach Linsochi, it should be good according to the Ram. So Mimele, how does the Ramo say, Vimlosekin Habu Gludach Klal? In the case of Gludach Klal, Vimokmeset Nurube, it's also the Emet. But in this case, Vimokmeset Nurube, the Ramo relies on the Sheet of the Ram. That's the Kashi Berab Gleya. Kozhali, Hobeloi Gludach Klal, Umochim Bishlav, Udele Shem Rube Osea. Ubozeh Lechotach Metach, Im Lechotach Vitech, Omut Nefse Nurube. The Mesh Nurube Samchim Al Tanya Rikuch, Kim Ebuya Bisil Beis, Ulach Tanya Rikuch, Im Tzorach Lazel Adichei, Uchmish Yikosav Ashach, Siv Kotin Gimel. That's the Kashi Berab Gleya. But it's exasperate that Rabbi Gveiga considers it as a Kashi. You see, Rabbi Gveiga considered as a kashi because Rabbi Gveiga assumed that the 2 days in the Mechaber, one day in Mechaber is in Molach Velidiach, Tchilu Yad Chemenim Lechem Ushinks, that accords with the Shita of the Rab. V'yesh Yisrin, that the Melich Hashemis is ineffective because that accords with the Shita of the Smag and the Smag. And Ramo says, V'chinei Yagin, like V'yesh Yisrin, that means Lechatchile, we are machmir like the shita of the smag and the smag, and in the average of the mokim efsed merube we are machmir like the shita of the smag and the smag, but the mokim efsed merube we rely on the shita of the ram. So the mele yesekashe sees the mokim efsed merube we pass and we rely on the shita of the ram. So why does he say im chotach kol netach lishnayin, and he wasn't chizer umadiyach. So I have a clear that cloud, it's also the Eved, even more confessed in Rube. But according to Ran Shite, he doesn't have to be Madiach again, it was already summed up. Chazor, Chizre Madiach is because of the smag and the smag Shite. But Ramo Paskun since Nagoy and Sin Beis, that we more confessed in Rube, we are not Chizish for the Shite of the smag and smag. That's the Kasha of Abakiriya. But I think, I mean, it's Mistaba like that. Who mentions 2 days in the case of Molach Lidiach Trimo, whether there is a takone to be Yavichenu Yavichenu Shenis or not? The Rosh. What does the Rosh say in paragraph Membor in Kolamosa? Now you should all have a Gemore Chum with you. All the time. Parak Mavo, Itma, Abuna Melech Madia, Masnitun Madiach Melech Madiach, we clear. Hold the Hawley Bitapre, Hold the Hawley Bitapre. We all have the Adoche, Yeshim Rimshin, Akono Biboso, Afi Yadichenov, Yuchenov, Osa, Lifishal, the Nicha Vishain, or Kirish Mixes Adam, we will hear Bikia Bimelech, we have with Koladam, Miahashu Yuka Haboso, Vinzi Adamat Misha Pirish, Chizer, Vinigua Biboso, the Wishorik, Kim Dolin Makehagen. So the first day is ain't that on the boss. That's the Yeshayisri. Why? Because if he wasn't Madiach prior to the Melichah, so then the Melach is incapable of being Mafrit all the time, just part of the time. And since it's not capable of being, and furthermore, if it is not mafrit all the dam, so then it, even the dam that is niflat is also niflagim. Why is that? I mean, we didn't explain it. What's the svore? I mean, of the rosh melech. So he says melech has the capacity to be mafrit all the dam, but only if he's madiach at first. Then it's mafrit all the dam. But if he's not madiach at first. If he's not Matiach at first, so then it doesn't extract all the dam, but part of the dam, and the part of the dam that he does extract can be nivlagim. What's this lawyer? Why? If it's Mafli, If you are Madiachet, then it's Pele in Olina. Now, the Mordechai, the first Loshin, the Mordechai says that the reason is why it's necessary to be Madiach, the Bosom, Kidem Liche, because if you're not Madiach, the Bosom, Kidem Liche, and then the moment you drop particles of salt on the surface of the Bosom, so then the particles of salt become enveloped with drops of dam. So Mimele, they become weakened as a result of becoming enveloped by drops of dam, so their potential is reduced to a minimum, and they cannot extract the dam. In other words, in order that the dam should have a maximum potential, in order that Melech should have a maximum potential of extracting dam, then the Melech itself has to come in contact with the bosom. But if it becomes enveloped, covered up by drops of dam, so the Melech doesn't come in contact with the bosom, so then the potential to extract the dam is reduced to a minimum. It still can extract dam, but not in a maximum way, in a minimum way. And since it will extract, now if you wash off all the external dam from the surface, and then you put Melech on the Chtichas Bosom, so then the Melech has the maximum potential. When the Melech has the maximum potential, then the drops of dam that are extracted become absorbed by the Melech. So it cannot be Nivla again. It will not be layered particles of salt. A particle of salt is too thick in order to be absorbed by the Chtichas Bosom. But, so the Melech, if you wash off the external dam from the surface of the Chatiche, then the Melech doesn't become enveloped by drops of dam. So then Melech has a maximum potential of extracting dam. And how does the maximum potential of extracting dam manifest itself? Because if the Melech comes in contact, the Melech itself, the naked Melech, comes in contact with the surface of the Bosom, then it extracts the dam, and the dam becomes Nivla inside the particles of Melech. So in Mele, there is no possibility that the same drops that were extracted will be Nivla again. It can, particles of Melech cannot be Nivla in the Bosom. Only in minute, thinned out droplets of dam can be Nivla in the Bosom, but not particles of Melech. But if you don't wash off the external dam, so then, when you put Melech on top of the surface of the Bosom, they become, each particle of Melech becomes covered up with drops of dam. And as a result, the naked Melech does not come in contact with the Bosom. So in Mele, its dam extracting potential is reduced to a minimum. And it cannot absorb the droplets of dam. It can only absorb the droplets of dam if the naked Melech is in contact with the Bosom. But if the naked Melech is covered with drops of dam, it can still be made to see some of the dam. But the Melech cannot absorb the dam. If it cannot absorb the dam, so the Melech can be Nivla again. It can be Nivla again. So that's why he says, so the Yeshe is in the first Losh. שיש לי תקמת בבליכם, ויפני דם שבו אין דומי, שמוך את נשור את דחי ופילית, דם שקיבלו מהאומן, כל שם דומי. So the sheet of the Balatrumo is that the external dam does not have the full status of dam there. Ligabi dam bein, we don't apply the principle of kibei likach peintein. And ligabi dam bein, we don't apply the principle of mishrak shorif. But, so, the balatrum eshite is that the dam, the external dam adhering to the surface of the chatiche, is not completely analogous to dam bein mamish. So the mele, we apply the principle of kibei likach peintein. So the mele, even though he was maleach, without making a tochek amayse. So then there is an eitze, there is a takone. Let it be madiach, and then be meleach again. So true, the Rosh also, I mean the Rosh, the second Rosh in the Rosh, and there's the shite of the Rosh, the Chaim Mistaber, he also agrees with the shite of the smag and the smag. That if you don't madiach, if you don't realize, ya tochek amayse, so then, some of the external dam might be nivra. He goes even one step farther and he says that not only the external dam that was originally external might be nivra, even the dam that originally was internal. But if you didn't make a dochek amayse, so after it is extracted, it might be nivra again. So he goes even one step farther than the smag and the smag. The smag and the smag say that if you don't make a dochek amayse, then the heretofore external dam might be nivra. The Rosh goes one step farther, and he says that not only the heretofore external dam might be nivra if you don't make a dochek amayse, even some of the heretofore internal dam. But if you didn't make a dochek amayse, after it is extracted, it might be nivra again. Allah has kamo v'chamo, the heretofore external dam is certainly apt to become nivra into the interior of the bosom. So, but he says, but even the heretofore external dam is not completely analogous to dam ben. So then, if he's matiach and mileach it again, so then we say ki pelikach pelte, the same justice through miliche. So the external dam was nivra inside, so through miliche, through the other miliche. So it will be expected ki pelikach pelte. That's the shita of the Rosh. So the Rosh, on one hand, he agrees with the lomdes of the smag and the smag. Namely, that without making a dochek amayse, then the heretofore external dam might be nivra inside the chatiche. But he extends it. He says even the heretofore internal dam, after it is extracted, might also be nivra. But the heretofore external dam, certainly the Rosh agrees with the smag and the smag that it might be nivra. But the smag and the smag shita is that the external dam is completely analogous to dam ben mamish, and we do not apply kibei likach peintein. So the Rosh agrees in the Sefer HaTrumo that the external dam does not have a din of dam ben mamish, and we do apply the halacha of kibei likach peintein. So in other words, the pshat, the Rav Kibei assumed that the two days in Siv Beis in the Mechaber. So the first day of Imolach Yidiach Tchilo Yadichenu Yimchenu Shenis. So the first day is the Rav, because the whole purpose, the first lashon in the Mechaber in Siv Beis Rav Kibei assumed represents the shita of the Rav. That the purpose of Adochek Amayse is to be miracle the Bosom, to soften up the bosom. So mimele, if you are meleach without softening it up, alright, so this meleche, the initial meleche, is ineffective. But then, he's madiachet, and he's meleach at the bosom, so the second meleche is effective. Then the first loshen in the mechaber represents the shite of the ram, and the second loshen represents the shite of the smak. But I think, no, of course, the second loshen in the mechaber represents the shite of the smak completely. But the first Loshen Mechaber does not represent the Shita of the Ram. The Mechaber doesn't pask like the Ram. He pasks completely like the first. You see, the Smag and the Smag say assert two halachas, the Smag and the Smag. Number one, halacha number one, that the Smag and the Smag assert is that the purpose of Adoche Kamaise is to wash off the external dam. Because if you don't wash off the external dam, then through the melach, the external dam will become absorbed by the Hatikah. That's halacha number one. Then the smag, say halacha number two, which is controversial. Which is contested by the Sefer HaTrumah. The smag and the smag, halacha number two, right? By the smag and the smag is that the external dam is completely analogous to dam bed. It has the same status, like dam that you squeeze out from the behemoth and you fill up a cup. Suppose you pour that dam, that blood, upon Eyat Chatiche. Can you say, well, nothing. There is a takone. All I have to do is to be meleach that chatiche, so it will expect it. No, so that's in Befir HaShadim. In Hilchas Milchei, we learn it in Simen Ayin, that ligabe dam be'ed, we don't take it in Likachbel. Only dam pleite, only ligabe dam pleite, we say, kibel Likachbel. Not vis-a-vis dam be'ed. So the halacha number two mentioned by the smag and the smag is that the external dam, the dam that adheres on to the surface of the bosor, has the same status as dam ben mamish. Can we say kibeli kachpeil teli gabi dam ben mamish? No. Can we say dam mishlik shoik li gabi dam ben mamish? No. So we mele li gabi the visible dam that adheres to the surface of the chatiche, we don't say kibeli kachpeil teli. That's another shita of the smag. So the smag, when the yesh eischin, that's the shita of the smag. But the smag, when he answers, molach v'leviach trilo, so there is no takone. He's a meruvo shel yochel iskein. He applies two separate shitas. One shita is the purpose of adoche kamaise is to wash off the external dam. The other shita of the smag is that the external dam is completely analogous to dam ben, and we don't say kibeli kachpeilte. But the mechaber certainly doesn't paskin like the Rosh. The mechaber doesn't paskin, I'm sorry, certainly doesn't paskin like the Ran. He does paskin like the Rosh, but not like the Ran. According to the mechaber, the purpose of Adoche Kamaise is not to be miraculous bosom. This is the point, the essential, the crucial point. Rav Kivenger assumed that the first Loshen Mechaber represents the sheet of the Ran. I say no. I think that it's mashma that the first Loshen Mechaber does not represent the sheet of the Ran. He doesn't pass like the Ran. The Mechaber passes definitely like the first Shite. The Aloha number one, that the smag and the smag mentioned. Namely, that the purpose of Adoche is to wash off the external dam. But then the Mechaber says, Imolach v'leidichatchilo yadichenu v'imuchenu shenis. It goes without saying that the purpose of Adoche Kamaisi is not to be miracle the bosom, but to wash off the dam. Bien al shalabos. The dam shall abost. But suppose that's like the first halacha number one mentioned by the smag and the smag. With that the Rosh agrees. But then the Rosh discusses another question. Suppose he was not madiach, so he didn't wash off the dam shall abost. He didn't wash it off. Is there a takone to wash it off now after the meliche and be meliach again? So the Sefer HaTrumah, so he says, the Rosh says, in the name of the Sefer HaTrumah, according to the Mom, there's a Sefer HaTrumah, yes. Why? Because we say Kibbeli Kachpeilte. So what is the Shita of the Rosh? That the Dam Shalaboso, that adheres to the Boso, does not have a din of Dam Ben Mamesh. If it does not have a din of Dam Ben Mamesh, so then we say Kibbeli Kachpeilte. That's the Aloha number two mentioned by the Smag and the Smag. But then he says we are neyagin lichumre, even like halacha number two mentioned by the Magnus Mark, but Mokim Efsed Merube. So we are not chayshish for the halacha number two mentioned by the Magnus Mark. But halacha number one mentioned by the Mark, we are certainly chayshish. We don't rely on the shita of the Ran, even by Mokim Efsed Merube. So the Mele, in this case, however, Vim Rosekin, Havikel Yehudach Klal. So why does Ramos say, even Mokim Efsed Merube? Because we don't rely on the Shite of the Ram. Even Mokim Efsed Merube, we don't rely on the Shite of the Ram. So it's Hamid Lidach Klal. According to the Ram Shite, one second. According to the Ram Shite, so since he already rinsed the Bosom, he already softened it. So the Melee, so what do I care? So why should we care that he sliced it? So some more dam was squeezed out. Came out on the surface. Not squeezed out, but came out, emanated on the surface from the interior. But the purpose of Adoche is not to wash it off, because we don't care even if we don't wash it off. Why? Because according to the Ran, so the dam that adheres to the surface will never be nivla for salt. He is chilik and the whole concept mentioned by this Magnus Mark. But the Ramo here, he passes completely like this Magnus Mark and doesn't rely even on Mokim Efsed Merube and the Shita of the Ram. Yes, what?
The fact that the Lashon in the Rama is Rak Mat Kodam Shemal Chu.
What?
Lo Hudach Rak Ma'at. So the fact that he didn't rinse it even a little bit in Sif Beis, the Hagos of the Ramah. So it says Rak Lohudak Rak.
Oh, you mean Hagoyim the Sif Beis, yeah?
Yeah. So the fact that he rinses it a little will take away the Dam Be'en. But then couldn't we say also that the fact that he'll do...
No, so what the Ramah means is...
Even a minimal rinsing off...
What the Ramah means is that even a little bit of salting is capable of being mavliya the dam shel abosom.
Anyway,
there is no takone, so he's already muvash in yochel iske. In other words,
so in
he
other
wants
words,
to point
to...
out that not dafke thorough salting is capable of being mavliya the dam shel abosom, but even a minimum salting is also capable of being mavliya dam shel abosom.
I wanted to ask also the fact that if you would rinse it a little bit first, and then later on you were going to cut it into nesachim, so you would cut it into pieces later on. But the fact that you rinsed it first, at the time that you rinse it, doesn't...
What kind of a situation? He rinsed it.
I have a big piece of meat. Right. Rinse off the dam al habasar.
You rinsed it.
Okay. Then he'll cut it up. But at the time...
So he has to rinse it again.
But before he does that, before he does the rinsing again, doesn't the blood within, because it's a makam balua, like a chotz tachuv, it would have a din it would have a din of not be'en?
One second. Everybody knows that when you cut a piece of meat, so some drops of blood will come out on the surface. You know, everybody knows that.
Yeah.
So, memele, there is new dam al habasar that has to be washed off.
But before the cutting, it had a din that the maliach would draw it out you know, through the normative process until it was cut.
Now dealing it, he cut it before the Meliche.
Yeah.
He wasn't Meliach yet. He sliced it before the Meliche. He was Madiach. Then he sliced it after that Adoche. Before the Meliche. Not after the Meliche. Before the Meliche. Alright. We will also came to have a good Akla. Hadocha Saboso Lechatrile. You see, the important thing to remember is that Rabbi Kevedia as the kashe, because Rabbi Kevedia assumed that the 2 days in Silbeis, so the first lotion represents the shita of the Ram, and the second lotion represents the shita of the Smach. I say no. Both lashenes in the Agoy in Silbeis are based upon the shita of the Smach, the halacha number one of the Smach. But the first lotion accepts halacha number one of the Smach, not halacha number two of the Smach. The second lotion accepts not only aloha number one of this mark, but even aloha number two of this mark. Aloha number one is that the purpose of Adoche is to wash off the dam shel habasar. Aloha number two is that it's not, that it has a din of dam ben mamish. All right. So we must get out of the cloud. Hadoch has a boss on Hatrio Yizoya, which they say, Neget Hotty Shaw, Uladi Hate, we may ask the Abu in the Shaw, Raki Hate, Sagalay. Now, again, according to the Primigodim, so the Yeshim in the Mordechai and the Ran, even though they appear to say the same thing, but there is a basic difference. That's how the Primigodim says. And the Ruch HaShulchan agrees with it. And we'll soon see. I mean, from the Russian of the Shach, it might be mashma, like the Primigodim. But the Shach doesn't say it. The Primigodim says it. And the Ruch HaShulchan says it. That there is a difference between the Shittes HaRan and the Yeshem Moshe Mordechai. Both mention that the purpose of Adochet HaMaise is to soften the meat. But according to the Mordechai, it is to soften the meat through and through, the whole interior, not just the Shetach Elyon, but through and through. So mainly it requires soaking for half an hour. Not just Adochet, even Adochet Merube is not enough. But according to the Ram, the purpose is only to be merakeach the Shetach Elyon. Now, what does it mean? Just be merakeach the Shetach Elyon? How about the Shetach HaTachton? Now let's say you put on the salting board. This is a piece of meat. It has two surfaces, no? So you put it on the salting board like that. This is the salting board. So according to the Ram, you only have to soften. You only have to soften the Shetach Elyon. The Shetach Elyon, the periphery of the Bosa, of the Bosa. And how about the Shetach HaTachton? How about softening this side? Why is there more of Yiches in this side than that side? Well, that depends upon another Machlekes. Machlekes, we learned it in the tour between the Rosh and the Rashbo, whether you have to put salt just on one surface, or you have to put salt on both surfaces. So in other words, according to the Ram, assuming that the pshat by the Primigodim is correct, that it's only for the purpose of softening the Shetach Elyon, not the whole interior, whether it means one Shetach Elyon or two Shetach Elyons. This Shetach Elyon and this Shetach Elyon. This periphery and this periphery. Let's call this cover. That's the Shetach Elyon. And then the other cover at the bottom. So that depends. According to the Rosh, that when you are Meleach, you have to put salt. You have to put salt on both sides. So Meleach, the Shetach Elyon means not just this Shetach Elyon. It means this Shetach Elyon too. Because of what avail will be the fact that you softened up this periphery, if you didn't soften up the other periphery. After all, you have to turn it over, the Chatiche, according to the Rosh, and put salt on the other side too. But according to the Rashbo, that you can just salt one side, you don't have to put salt. So Memele, as long as you soften up the Shetach, So you don't have to soften up the other Shetach. But anyway, this is the Shite. This is the Shite of the Primigodim. That according to the Ran, the purpose of Adochet HaMaase is not to soften up the whole interior of the Bosa, Chatiche, but just the Shetach Eli. So Memele, the Primigodim says, according to the Ram, you don't have to make Shriya. You don't have to soak the Bosa for half an hour. All you have to do is to be Madiach. But the Adochet